this morning was first since I've been here that I've been able to attend the whole morning program. When did I get here? And I came here. I was here Tuesday night, so it was from Wednesday. And dressed the deities, and then we had kirtan, and gave class, and Chaitanya Charitamrita class on the salvation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And today's verse was very interesting. It referred back to the two verses that devotees had written on the walls, outside walls of the Gambhira, that had been composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikshata Ekam Purusha Purana, and so on. And in today's verse, Kaviraj Goswami says that these two shlokas, they are like necklaces around the necks of Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas wear these with great pride, and therefore they're very famous. Verses themselves are very famous because all Vaishnavas know them. And that's not the first time that Kaviraj Goswami talks about wearing verses around one's neck. He says the same about the Trinadapi Sunichena verse. He says that devotees should wear this shloka around their necks like a necklace or a garland, which means that we should know the verses, keep them close to our hearts. And such verses, their meditation on the verses, our conviction on the meaning of these verses and their application in our Krishna consciousness, these then become the ornament of Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are ornamented by their faith, their knowledge, their conduct, their qualities. Materialistic people ornament themselves with fancy clothes and jewelry and consider their wealth and opulence to be their house and paraphernalia and other external things which are finished at the end of this life. But devotees, they're not really so concerned about these externals. Indeed, their qualities are. And then Lord Kapila says, Tatikshava Karunika Suvida Sarodehinam Ashastra Ashatrava Santa Sarva Sadhubhushanam. These are the Sadhubhushana, these are the Bhushana, or the ornaments of a true Vaishnava, tolerance, mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that the real ornament or the decoration of a Vaishnava is his sadachar, or his Vaishnava conduct, gentlemanly conduct. So when thinking about what our wealth is, what our opulence is, what our ornaments are, then these are the things in this context is what Vaishnavas think and meditate on. And Srila Prabhupada had often quoted the verse, Bhagavad Bhakti Nasya Jati Shastra Japa Tapa. So you may have so many other things, austerities and chanting of mantras, acquiring all kinds of wealth, knowledge, be learned, beautiful, but Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, you're naked in the absence of Bhagavad Bhakti. So that was the theme or the content of today's class, how we should really value our devotional wealth and not our external or material wealth. And it's up to us to actually become wealthy, just like if someone really wants to become a wealthy person in the material field, then he has to do the appropriate things, working very hard and taking advantage of all opportunities and so on. Similarly, when we want to become wealthy with spiritual assets, then we need to also make a proportional effort. And one is to actually then ornament ourselves with the faith and knowledge that are represented by these shlokas, and we should know these shlokas and wear them, because by knowing them and by reciting them and being absorbed in them, then all of these transcendental benefits come from them. And I'll come back to this, pastime continues on, how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became a pure devotee. The quality of his pure devotion was described as being that he always chanted Hare Krishna and was always absorbed in meditating on the holy name of the Lord. And then starts a pastime where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reciting this verse that begins, Tattenu Kampam Shushumikshamano. And he changed the last, or at least in the last line, he changed two words. Instead of Muktipad, he changed it to Bhaktipad, because he had become so averse to Mukti, which generally means impersonal liberation. So we wanted to be very clear that to be Bhaktipad. And this verse, Tattena Kampam Shushamikshamano Bunjaya Vatmakitam Vipakam, this again is a verse that I'd pointed out to devotees. I asked how many devotees in the temple room, of maybe 40 knew it, and it was 50. There was only 4 devotees who really knew that verse, which is not good, because my experience is that whenever devotees are in any type of difficulty, then especially health issues, crises, family crises, or other kinds of problems, then I refer them to this verse. Because in this verse, Lord Brahma says, and you'll find this in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, verse 8, the devotee who tolerates all the difficulties, and I'm just paraphrasing right now because I don't have the verse right in front of me, and devotees who tolerates all the difficulties and accepts them as a reaction to his past deeds, and all the while with his body, mind, and words is absorbed in glorification and thoughts of the Lord, remaining very tolerant in all of these situations, becomes then an eligible candidate for liberation. So the verse is another verse that we should wear around our necks. It's something that we need to remind ourselves. We need to remind each other, because just because we're Vaishnavas does not mean that we do not experience tribulations in this material world. Certainly we do, and sometimes it may be found that devotees even experience more, because Krishna may compress our past karma so that we can just all finish it off in one life, so that we're very clear that this material world is not a pleasant place. Otherwise, sometimes the question is asked, well, I thought Krishna just protects devotees from all types of sinful reaction, we have no more karma, which would mean that we live a very trouble-free life. For the average devotee, especially for a neophyte devotee, that would be a very difficult or dangerous situation to be in, because the tendency would then be to become very complacent. As it is, we're complacent, and we're going through so many difficulties. They're thinking, well, life's not so bad. I'm happy. I've got no problems. Everything that I have is provided for me. So, no. Janma, mritu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, old age, disease, these things are all experienced by devotees. So what is a devotee's mindset? Here this verse says, yes, he considers, oh, this is all my karma. And Krishna is specifically giving my karma. So therefore, I appreciate that Krishna is bringing me closer to him. And whereas materialistic people lament, try to avoid difficult situations and turn to all types of false shelters, a Vaishnava is always fixed. So here is the real quality or determination. How fixed I am in the face of adversity. How fixed we are when things are going good. Now, that may be very easy, but how fixed are we when we're in the face of adversity? What is our psychology, our mindset? Anyway, the whole verse itself is a real mine. It's a gold mine of transcendental realization and can be mined for that. So when a devotee deals with adversity with the right consciousness, with the right meditation, with humility, then Krishna becomes very pleased, and mukti padidaya bhak. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu points out, here mukti means mukti hitva nita rupa swarupina vivastiti. Mukti in the ultimate sense means bhakti, because bhakti is the only thing that really liberates you from the material world. So, something to consider. What are our ornaments? And Srila Prabhupada was very pleased when his devotees studied his books carefully and learned shlokas, were able to explain the philosophy very nicely, and visibly had deep faith, good Vaishnav qualities. These are the ornaments that Vaishnavas try to collect, try to gather, decorate themselves with, because it's these ornaments that actually qualify us for liberation. Hare Krishna.